Nazir Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel 1-3. And now and for the rest of the Perek, we're going to discuss the interpretation of various declarations of Nazirus. So the basic point, the basic starting point, says the Mishnah, is Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. Although the Psukim do not specify the amount of time for like a standard Nazirus is, it's clear that it is a finite amount of time. And we have a Halach LaMoshe MiSinai, a tradition that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, that a standard unit of time for Nazirus is 30 days. The Gemara actually brings like a rabbinic scriptural support for this idea, because the Pasuk says, he'll be kadosh yihyeh, he shall be holy, and yihyeh, yud-hey, has a gematria of 30. But notwithstanding that, it's a halacha l'moshe MiSinai, it's not learned out from that pasuk. So now, 30 is like the basis and the minimum amount of Nazirus, but there's the possibility of extending it past that. Now, the Mishnah wants to answer the question, what happens if a person uses something ambiguous and doesn't say I'm a Nazir for 36 days or for 2.5 years, but he uses other ambiguous expressions. And the rest of the parak essentially will discuss like how we interpret those expressions. So in all of these cases, remember, of course, he has to intend to be accepting upon himself the status of being a Nazir. Piv v'libo shavun, he has to intend it, the mean to accept it. Then it just becomes a question of how does the Beis Din interpret his definition of the amount of time that he's taking on Nazirus. So, says the Mishnah, if a person says, Amar, he says, Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola, I'm going to be a Nazir once, Achas, one Nazirus, Begedola, one big one. So we interpret that the big qualifier doesn't mean for an extended period of time. Since he never specified any amount of time, we are always going to stick to the default 30 days Nazirus period. So what does it mean by Achas Gedola, one big Nazirus? We mean that in his mind, the burden, the commitment, the challenge of being a Nazir looms large, very large, Gedola. It's like a major commitment. But that's just an expression of what's going on inside his head in terms of like the difficulty, the challenge of being a Nazir. But in terms of the actual extent of time, it remains a standard 30-day period. Or if he says, Hareini Nazir Achas Katana, I'm a Nazir once, again, that's the standard Nazirus, so again, 30 days, Katana, a little one, he couldn't mean fewer than 30 days, that won't ever be a possibility. It means similarly that in his mind, it's just no big deal, one teeny tiny Nazirus, what's the big deal already? But again, it's the same 30 days. Afilu Mikan Vad Sofa Olam, even if he says, Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nazir, Mikan, from now, Vad Sofa Olam, until the end of the earth, so, or the end of the world, since he didn't give any specific amount of time, we are going to interpret his words as being the difficulty in his mind is that it's like from here to the beyond, to, you know, till the end of the earth in terms of difficulty. Like, I love you to the moon and back. This will be like to the end of the earth in terms of difficulty, to quantify something which is sort of hard to quantify. But in terms of the amount of time, in all those cases, says the Mishnah, Nazir Shloshim Yom, he gets a standard 30-day Nazirus one-time commitment. That's kind of like, you know, case one. Now, case two. Hareini Nazir V'yom Echad. I'm a Nazir, and also for another day. So now, this suggests he's committing to two separate Nazirus periods, the standard Nazir commitment, plus another day. Now, you can't be Nazir just for a day. So that being the case, he's going to take on two standard Nazirus periods, each one for 30 days. As the Mishnah will say in a moment, he's going to end up being a Nazir twice. Okay? Similarly, if he says, Hareini Nazir v'shah achas, I'm a Nazir and another hour. Again, since it's a Nazirus number one plus another hour for number two, and the minimum is actually 30 days, he gets on two Naziruses. Or if he says, Hareini Nazir achas umechza, I'm a Nazir once and then another half. So the point is, again, the half, there's no half Naziruses, you're in or you're out, and this guy's in. So he's on for a second Nazirus. So in all those cases, as the Mishnah, Hareze Nazir Shtaim, he's a Nazir twice, meaning two 30-day periods. And how that will look is that he's going to do his first 30 days of Nazirus. At the end of that, he'll do his shaving and bring his three korbanos, and then immediately begin his second Nazirus period for a total of 60 days, which will mean there's no opportunity in the middle for him, let's say, between the first and second, say, I need a break, I'm going to have a cup of wine. No, there'll be no opportunity for drinking wine. No haircutting other than the one requisite haircutting and so on. He just goes for 60 days with a break after 30 where he does a one haircutting and bringing up kavanos before immediately starting again. Now, says the Mishnah, this is kind of like the third case. If the guy says, Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yom Visha'achas, I'm a Nazir for like 30.1 days, meaning 30 days and an hour. So this isn't saying I'm a Nazir and then another hour. That would be a second Naziris. Here he's saying I'm a Nazir for a period of time, namely like, 30.1 days. Nazir Shloshim Yom Visha'achas, 30 days and an hour. So says the Mishnah, in that case, Nazir Shloshim Ve'echar Yom, he has to be a Nazir for 31 days, because She'ein Nozrim L'Sha'os, there's no such thing as a Naziris for a partial, for hours, meaning partial days. So here he's clearly taking on a single Naziris period. We won't let him be a Nazir for 30.1, but we'll round to the nearest whole day. So meaning after 31 days, his single Naziris, he will then do his haircutting, bring his korbanos, and he'll be done.